Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Archangel Kiriel. Journeys to you as you elevate your awareness, finding your place amongst the many in spirit. That is important. That you have your place amongst the infinite number of souls within creation that we name the many. We have said this time and again. That your place within creation is irrevocable, perpetual, and the greatest gift that ever was and shall be. And in your placement, creation is complete on many, many levels. Know this to be true. We bring repetition to many, many ideas and to many confirmations. For as time passes, they are seated within you. And in time, eventuate into fullness. And this is one such. The idea of your place your unique spark of divinity, your expression of love, and so forth. And more than these words can ever describe, the rightness of your place within creation, including every dimension of being, every dimension of experience, such as the physical dimension. And with this understanding comes particular sense of grace. And the grace is that if you integrate this understanding, then shall you also integrate the sacredness of every other soul, for you shall recognize in them that they also bring completion And more than this, the completion they bring is that they complete you. Do you see? Just as you complete them. This is innate within the spirit of self. And from the vantage of the higher dimensions, your soul awareness incorporates this understanding. But here in the physical domain, where you wear the mask of human personality, it is a remembering, a regaining of this recognition. And so then the grace of it is the richer for the rediscovery. And all those whom challenge you, perhaps those whom even repel you, nonetheless, they complete you and they bring completion to this timeline, to this world, to this universe, and also within the spirit of themselves, creation itself. Remembering they also have their place that is perpetual. And just as you, they are absolutely significant to the whole. And within your domain of illusion, just as you, they are absolutely significant to the wholeness of your experience here. Do you see? And to this end they serve you. But we deepen into the resonance. And the higher application of this awareness. For I see you differently than those whom are ascended perceive you, being not of creation, yet evermore passing through it. I see you in relation to all else, and I can only see you in relation to divinity. And I perceive the context of your place within the whole, not simply within the wholeness of creation, which is immeasurable. But in the wholeness of the divine patterning unfolding. Within this, I see every dimension of experience that is yours, and I see your place within space and time. And how it has been afforded to you, and why it has been gifted to you, this opportunity to dwell within space and time, which forms the illusion. I see the weave the weave of your timelines. And it affirms with absolute precision the significance of your place. Breathe. Breathe and deepen into the greater mystery and meaning of this. That the divine mind, if we may name it as such, holds this place of you. Manifested it, though that is not an accurate word. For you always were and are, though this seems a contradiction. Yet it is not. For you have always been, because you complete creation. And creation is complete, therefore you have always been. This place, this divine place of you, is so deeply sacred. And we whom are angelic understand the trueness of that which is holy, that which is sacred. I cannot impress this upon you enough. That this is so. That this is cause for bliss within your spirit. A blissful gratitude. That your place is assured. And that you bring completion. It is so beautiful. So exquisite. Do you sense this? Sometimes we name this the rightness of your existence, and other times the authority of your existence. Yet it speaks of this same sacred placement. Your human dimension is no different. Your place within it is just as sacred, do you see? And just as beautiful. And though you cannot perceive it from the vantage of a singular lifetime that you experience, nonetheless, across the fullness the length of space and time. How it is that you complete the human experience, the human dimension, is absolutely evident. What it is that you bring through that which you have woven across time, the threads of your existence, the coordinates of your love, these things matter. And there is great precision. Yet only taken as a whole, and that is important, only across the full length of space and time. Of which your present incarnation is part of. So do not be overly concerned. With seemingly the juggling of emotions, circumstances, challenges and opportunities in one particular lifetime. See them and experience them for what they are, but understand there is a greater thread at play. And your soul's completion within the human form is not dependent upon one incarnation. We have said elsewhere, that the sum of your incarnations is your human experience. Perfection is not required of you, and never was. Within the illusion, only love. And then from love, all manner of explorations, creativity, and so forth. Self-revealing. There are many things from your dimension that in fact help to fund greater creation. Those things that come into the slipstream within which you exist. At a soul level, love, joy, beauty, and transcendence. These things emanate from you and find their way into the higher dimensions. Where your soul family gains impressions of you. The detail is held in your dimension. But we of greater spirit receive impressions. impressions of your love, unique to the human experience, and the joy and the beauty likewise. The energy and momentum of what it is that you generate and create, uniquely within the physical dimension, these impressions emanate. Remembering that within spirit, consciousness relies upon feeling, the feeling of things, as well as the innate knowing of things through the many, what you would name inspiration. Every soul is transportation for every other soul. That is to say, of inspiration, ideas, wonderment, and that is a good word. And qualities that you have no language for. Many qualities that you have no language for. Remembering that the many are one of your greatest assets, particularly so. While you are masked within the human domain, impressions can come, and sometimes it is far more tangible, is it not? Those things which inspire. Sometimes it is but a flash. A word, a glimpse. It matters not the form of its arrival. What matters is that you understand it is there. Weariness of the human form and the many obligations of literal existence can seemingly hold momentum at bay. It does not hold it at bay, but it seems as such. For the movement of spirit is perpetual and everlasting. And so then momentum is persistent. But your ability to perceive and feel it is what changes. So then we look towards stamina and the bolstering of it and whatever it takes. And those things that settle the spirit of self. the mind, the body, and emotion. Be reassured by these angelic words. For you are given the greatest, ultimate, and inconceivable gift of your place always within the mind of God. And you walk your earth, and that in itself is extraordinary. And even the component of ordinariness is in fact extraordinary. For then you are immersed within your own creation that is physical reality. As if an artist steps into its own canvas, do you see? And that is incredible. Reveals to all a glimpse of the ingeniousness of the one whom is all. And if this be so, then you have nothing to fear. Everything to gain from your experiences. And I am Kirael.